USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Attorney General William Barr has authorized federal prosecutors across the country to pursue substantial allegations of voter irregularities, according to a leaked memo obtained by the Associated Press. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is a bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker, said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday. The president announced the decision on Twitter, writing that Mr. Esper had been terminated. The president says he's appointing Christopher Miller as acting defense secretary, whom he described as a highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Two unidentified White House officials said later on Monday that Mr. Trump was not finished and that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, could be next to get the axe. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Pfizer Incorporated said Monday that its COVID-19 vaccine is up to 90% effective based on early test results that nevertheless brought a big burst of optimism to a world desperate for the means to finally bring the catastrophic outbreak under control. Pfizer was paid nearly $2 billion in July by the Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense branches of the government for President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. We're in a position potentially to be able to offer some hope, Dr. Bill Gruber, Pfizer's Senior Vice President of Clinical Development, told the Associated Press, we're very encouraged. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized the emergency use of Eli Lilly's experimental COVID-19 antibody treatment for non-hospitalized patients with mild to moderate symptoms. The Food and Drug Administration said its authorization was based on clinical trials showing that the treatment, Bamlam Evimab, reduced the need for hospitalizations or emergency room visits in COVID-19 patients at high risk of the disease worsening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News Tim Berg updates us on Pennsylvania voters.
President Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien says President Trump is not backing down. President Trump has refused to concede the 2020 presidential election to Democrat challenger Joe Biden. The president's team has filed more than a dozen legal challenges as part of an effort to contest the results of the 2020 election, including in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and Michigan. Former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News where the president has the best hope for legal victories.
Pennsylvania, because that's a clear-cut legal issue. The Pennsylvania legislature did not allow for ballots to be received after a certain deadline. On election day, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, not the legislature, the Supreme Court said you can accept them for 3 days. The president's position and the position of others is the Supreme Court doesn't get to make that decision. So that's a clear-cut legal issue.
More lawsuits are expected. Monday Night Football saw the Patriots beat the winless Jets 30-27. Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says they need to stay positive.
You know, we're 0-9, so we're dealing with, you know, a lot of those right now, and this is just going to be something that adds to it. I think we've done a really good job during the week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.